This tkufa was zeicher. Rezeicher to Matan Torah, Rezeicher to Shavuos. You see the godless of Klal Yisrael. All the mechav of mitzvahs, mechav of minhagim. Everyone stays up the whole night. Everyone learns, even though it's fair. But miidach gisa, together with the gevaldike hasagas, there seems to be a zelum azeh. A besunder yetzahara keneged matan Torah, and this we find in our parsha, this week's parsha, the two, the nun hafuchos separating between Puronius and Puronius. The Ramban says, what was the Puronius? Which Puronius are we talking about? Klal Yisrael left Har Sinai. They started the Masois. Klal Yisrael left Ketina Kabirech mi Beis HaSefer. We'd like to explain in just a drop. What does it mean, Klal Yisrael? We find how Chazal tell us about the unbelievable darga that Klal Yisrael came to. Mi Gilu Labonai Razu, Klal Yisrael referred to as Giborei Koyach, they're referred to as Malochim by saying Nase v'nishma. Nocha Nekuda, it was the Torah was to be given to Moshe and to be Moshe would be Malamed Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael says no, Ritzoneinu, they want to see the Eibishte. It's not the same in a doime to hear from a Shliach than to hear from the Eibishte Alei. It's not that it's a question, but something to be mizboinen. How is it? Klal Yisrael was zoicher. So such gewaltige hasagas. They said, Nase v'nishma. They're called Giborei Koyach. They asked the Ribbono Shalom, we're not masking. We want the Eibishta Alein to give us the Torah. And the Eibishta's masking. And dafke in this Indian, when it comes to Gabbalas HaTorah, dafke here they should be nichshal. There should be like a tinuk habereich mibeis haSefer. I'd like to say maybe a hesber, and how it's negeya to each and every one of us this Indian. But before we want to be marked in with a kasha and pshat, with all the mefarshim shtelan. The parsha starts off with Bahalo Yischa. And the question is very obvious. Bahalo Yischa, Aaron, being madlik the neiris, being madlik the menorah, its place is really not over here. Maybe in parsha Shmini, it's what does the menorah? Why is the menorah coming immediately after Parshas Nosa? So Rashi brings down that Moshe Rabbeinu. Rashi brings down that Aaron HaKohen had a terrible chalishus hadas. All the shvatim had a chelik in Chanukas HaMishkon, and it was only Shevet Levi that was not involved. They didn't have any. There was no day that they were given. Shevet Levi wasn't included. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Aaron HaKohen, Chayecho, Shalcho, Godol Mishalehem. Kodesh Baruch Hu is coming to Menachem, and he tells Aaron HaKohen, this that you're going to be madlik umeitiv esaneris be'erev u'baboiker. That's Godel Mishelohem. Comes the Ramban and shtells, he says, why Davke Menorah? Aaron HaKohen had the Torahs. He had Avodas Yom Kippurim that nobody else was zoichet to. Weiter, he shtells, what was unique of Aaron HaKohen with the Menorah? Aaron, Hadlokas Haneris, the Atavas Haneris at least, is kosher with any Kohen. We don't need Dafgar and Akoyin. The Ramban is sad to say, maybe in the Midbar was Andrish, maybe Dafgar. And besides, he brings a Megillah story that it was referring to the Chashmonaim. It was referring to that there'll be a Zecher of the Chanukah Sabayis of the Chashmonaim will be continued with the Hadlokas of the Neiris on Chanukah. This is how the Ramban learns. Rashi's not learning that way. Rashi says, Klar, Shata Madlik, Umeitiv, and Saneiris Erev Aboiker. Call you every day, you're going to be Madlik. We'd like to say a pshat. What was unique? Dafka, the Menorah was the Nechama. Was the Nechama Dafka to Aaron. Before we say, we'd like to be makdim with Nocha Nekuda. We'll have a word and then we'll say Pshat, Beis Hashem. There's a dikduk. The Torah uses the Loshen Behaloischa. Nchor, by right, it should have been that you're Madlik. Why is it Behaloischa? Where does this Loshen Behaloischa come from? Chazal of a drosha that there was a Maila. There were steps. There was a step to go up before you light. One pshat. There's Nocha Chazal that the menorah was an ilui for Klal Yisrael. What was the ilui? Ilui is that the Eibishter doesn't need the or of the menorah. The Eibishter goes in front of Klal Yisrael with the Amud Eish. There's no choshech before the Eibishter. And yet the Eibishter says, he wants our or. He wants us to light menorah lichvoidoi. So this was a behaloisra, is a loshen of ilui. It's a maila of klal Yisrael. Okay. But there's another pshat. There's a gemara in Shabbos. Davchof mekbeis amar ula. When you're lighting neirah Shabbos, you should light roiv psilo hayotze. You could start by lighting just the tip, and it'll go by itself. He says, no, don't do that. You have to light roiv psilo hayotze. What about when it comes to the menorah? What about when it comes to neiras Chanukah and Jesantazach? There's a Rashi. A Rashi, not in Arbik Spar, not in Baloischo, but in Parshas Tetzavim, Lahalois Ner Tomid, Rashi says, you should light it at Shetala HaShalheves, at Shetala HaShalheves Me'atzma, that the Shalheves should be going up already. Not that you should be Goyrim, but till the Shalheves, so it's a full flame. Interesting, in Halacha, in Siman Reis Samach Dalet, it's brought by Neir Shabbos. In Hilchos Chanukah, it's not brought. But the Bir Halacha brings a Tshuvas Mari Bruno that says you should be makbid to lehadlik is roiv psilo hayoitze. Not enough to light a drop. You have to light the whole till it's oyla me'atzmoy. Till it's oyla me'atzmoy. I saw from the Ben Ishchai, he's moisiv. It's not a, if you don't do that, it's not called the hadloka. It's like the hadloka is nasis me'atzmoy. Interesting is, comes to Neiris Chanukah, comes to Neiris Shabbos, comes to the menorah. Lahalois ner tomid. What does it mean, lahalois? Don't just light, you have to wait till it's malet. Keep the match, keep the candle that you're lighting with till the flame goes up completely. Okay, the Seder. This is the Dogish and Behaloischa Saneiris. It's a Hashlomo from Rashi in Parshas Tetzaveh. Don't make stama hadlok. But I think there's a gevaldika remez over here. Maybe the remez is drush, but I think it's good drush. There's a gemara. We have a gemara on Baba Kama. This is also the same gemara, a gemara on Shabbos. The gemara brings down that hamake. I'm sorry, say hamake bepat. Just one second. Here. The din is, if somebody is banging with a patish, and the yotza gets, a spark goes out, and there's a behema going by with tevin, pishtan, and it catches on fire, you're mechuyev. What did you do? You're banging. You're working with a hammer. A spark goes out, that's enough to be mechayev. What do we want over here? He's called Hamavir Es Habeira. He's a Mavir. What did he do? A Dovah Shein HaMeskavin, Seid, a Pesheya, it's a spark. But when it comes to the Mazik of age, a spark is called Mavir Es Habeira. But when it comes, but Onsin in the Menaira, light the menorah. No, it's not enough a spark. It's not enough a match. So stay there. Ad sheyala hashalheves me'atzma. What's going on? What's the vort? What happened to the meruba mida teiva? There's a remes. There's a remes over here. Even though it's yadua that. And emes, if you could be maimon, that you could be mekalkel, with that same midah, be maimon, that you could be metaken. Abu Yadoya Teda, mekalkel zayin is zeigring. When it comes to making a kilkel, it's very easy. With one spark, you could burn down a whole city. But you want to light the menorah. You want to bring ruchnius. You want to be mekayim a mitzvah. No, mitzvah, the mekatrigim, the rekuvim. Mitzvah doesn't come easy. Mitzvah is only nikness with yegiah. You want to be mekayim the mitzvah. You have to be a lahalis ner tomid. You have to. It's only called the hadloka when the shatil, the shalhevis, is going to be oyla me'atzma. A remez. What's the inyan of this remez over here? Why is this coming? Dafka, with the Chalishas Hadas of Aaron HaKohen, after Chanukas HaMishkon, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Menachem Aaron HaKohen, with what? That Lokas HaMenoira. Let's say a Yisoid. A Yisoid in Chinuch. Chinuch, I think it's a Yehudik Yisoy. Chinuch, Chanukas Habayis, Chanukas HaMishkon. When it comes to being mechanich, we can give the kelim. We want to give the kelim to our children. Give them the kelim to know, to be able to keep Shabbos. Give the kelim to be able to withstand nisyonos, give them the kelim to learn Torah. You're a Rebbe, you could give your Talmidim the kelim to understand the Tosfos. You could give them the kelim to say a shtikl Torah. But this is only a bechina chitzoni. You're giving the kelim. The bren, the age, the ora teira, that we can't give. The best Rebbe in the world can't give. That's tali in the Talmud. That's tali in the bed. Does he want to take the chinuch? Or it's too difficult for him? Chinuch gives the kelim hachitzayim. The pnimius, The Eish Lior, that's totally in the das of the Baal Bechira. We need a lot of tefillas that are chinuch to life. But our avoida is to shtel tzu the kelim. Chanukas HaMishkon, Chanukas HaBayis. We're shtelling a vek, a mokim for Hashroes HaShchina. Avoidosam Mechanchosam. You're shtelling a vek, a kli that's going to be roi for avoida. That's a bechina chitzoini. Who's the one that brings the age to the mizbeach? That brings the age to the mizbeach. That brings the or to the menorah. Who brings the pnimius to the Beis Hamikdash, to the Mishkan? This is the Hallois Ner Tomit. Wasn't in Chama Ba'alma Kilu. You have more, he has, you have more than they have. It's not a difference in Kamus. It's a different sublegami. It's a difference, a tremendous difference in Eichus. Klal Yisrael, B'shas T'chanukas HaMishkon, was on a gewaldike Madrege. Chazal Darshan, different roshes of Biyom Chasunosa, Biyom Simchas Liboy, Kilu, this is compared to Matan Torah. What the Nesiim did, the Nesiim made the Mizbeach that it's roi for Avoida. They made Cheshbonos, they brought every possible carbon that Shayach, even Ketoris that's normally not brought on the Mizbeach Achitzoy. Their avoda was to make the mizbeach into a mizbeach. Now it's roi for avoda. What was the hadlokas haneris? Chazal tell us, menachas, it's edus hashchina shruya beklal Yisroel. Dafka aron hakoyin, that there was a tfiya that kilu. And what was nisgalgal, the cheta egel, the shechina wasn't shruya by klal Yisrael. The Eibishter gives Aron HaKohen that he should be the one to light the menorah, to bring about this edus that the shechina is shruya by klal Yisrael. Two tzvei dinim, they're two different pulas legamri. They both are necessary for the Mishkan. You can't have the Ashras Ashchina before you shtel effect the Kalim. But the Kalim themselves, it doesn't stop there. This maybe is the remez. Ba'alo Yischa Saneres. It's not a one-time Maisa. It's not a one-time Hisayres. Emes. It was the Klal Yisrael on a gewaldike Madrega b'sharas Chanukas HaMishkon. But it was a one-time Maisa. They stelled a vek Kalim. Aron HaKohen. Tog teglach. Lahalois ner tomid. Erev avoyker. Each day, he's bringing edus. Shechina is by Klal Yisrael. I'd like to take this a drop weiter. This, the Klal Yisrael, we're compared to Tinik HaBarech Mibes HaSefer. You want to say Chas V'Sholom, don't say it was any irur on their Kabbalah Satera. Kabbalah Satera. This that they said Nase V'Nishma made them into a clay kibul for Torah. They said, Nase, the Eibishter gives, Ki Hashem Yitein Chochma M'Piv Das U'Svuna, as much as you make yourself into a kli, the Eibishter is Muchan to give. When they said, Nase V'Nishma, their kli was a kli without a gevul, a kli that's roy to be makabel the Torah, which is aruka me'eretz mita. But that was the kli. After the kli comes a tzveita avoda. It's a avoda of being makabel the Torah. And this is, at least I feel for myself, many times we make a choice. Many times we could take a do a maise. Many times we could take upon ourselves something. And it's emes, and it could be rain. But afterwards we feel, okay, Eibishtin, Asisi Ashali, I did mine, no, and you're waiting. We're waiting for the Siyata Deshmaya, and it's, you know, it's not coming. And then we get Subrochim, or then we become a Tina Kabirech, and we base a Sefer. And that's the limud, is that they're two Shlavim. First you make Kli, but understand, after the Kli is made, then you have to fill the Kli. There's a Gevaltik of words from the Kotzke. He tells, why is it referred to? Shmai Shvu is referred to Yom Matan Teresenu. Why isn't it Yom Kabbalah Teresenu? He says, no. The Matan Teresenu was and Shvu is. Oh, but the Kabbalah Teresenu is Tog Teglech. Each day has its own Kabbalah Teresenu. Emes, we made ourselves into a kli, and the Eibishter is going to gives us the Torah. How are we going to be makabel the Torah? This is our avoda. On the same kav, there's a yidua that could go in, hachzik b'musav al teref. Hachzik b'musav. Keep on learning Musa. Val Teref, don't be merafi yadayim. Don't make yourselves, don't let go. Why? Ki hi chayecho. The Goyin is masbir. That there is no such musik of, there's no such musik that I reached a madrega and now it's time for retirement. Or I did what I'm supposed to do, and now, okay, I can take it easy. Ain't that what I can say? Hachzik b'musav al teref. We'd like to say a pshat. The Gemara in Kedushin brings down that the Yitzroi shel Adam is mischadel shalav kol yoyim. What does it mean? Kedushin by the Yitzhahara. The Maral says a pshat says two pshatim. The first pshat he says is that only something which is toiv has a kiyum. That's why it doesn't say toiv. Yom Sheni, only something which has toiv gives a schus hakiyum. A person needs a schus hakiyum, I day toiv. The Yitzhahara doesn't have a schus hakiyum. He has to be mischadish. But then he says another pshat. A very, very beautiful pshat. Each day is a new maimit. Each day is a new nisoyen. If yesterday you steiged, so now your Yetzirah also steigs with you. And now you're able to have greater nisyonos than you had before. But we're here for that purpose. We're here to work Adam L'Amul Yulat. This is Nekud of L'Halis Ner Tomit. It's only shtemtik, it doesn't stop. The Futner says makes a gewaltige hashvah. This that it's kol yom, the retire has to be kechadoshim beinecho. How could it be? How could it be? I'm doing this. I'm learning the same sugya again. The Teretz says me'oy vaytechak meini. Look at the Yetzirah. He has this kutz. He's able to make the same avera with the newest chatshas. He says, "Azelu maseh." Understand that there's two bechinas. We make ourselves into a kli, and after the kli, we have to put the esh, We have to put in the oar. And that is a constant. If you don't go up, you never fall. A Dvar Nechama I heard, Rabbi Yamin, our Mashgiach, told me something which was very much mechazik. Many times we come to Shavuos before even this Erev Shavuos, I'm already farmated, maybe thinking about staying up at night. And it goes by a Shavuos, and we make a Chesbon HaNefesh. We say, were we really mekabel the Torah? So Rabbi Yom told me the other night, he said, just like we have 6 days of tashlumim to bring the karbonis, to bring the chagiga, misnomer the tashlum also works for the matan Torah. Every day for a naya kabbalah satira.